Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, hey, buddy.
How you doing, kid? How you doing over there?
Well, dust off those history books. We got to take a look back at this day in history.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, September 8th, 1866, the first recorded birth of sextuplets. Let me try that word again. Sextuplets. Sextuplets took place in Chicago, Illinois. The parents were James and Jenny Bushnell. So that's six. That's six of them, yeah. So this is the first time in recorded history, the birth of sextuplets. Now, that's not saying that it didn't happen before.
No, how can you have six human beings inside of you at the same time?
After seeing the birth of my daughter and seeing how big Kiki got with just one baby in there, I couldn't imagine having six humans. What are you, a golden retriever?
How is that possible?
Yeah, how is it possible?
How is that even physically possible?
Yeah.
Like, at what point does your stomach just burst?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, and two, like, I don't think they plan this. Nowadays, there are people that can do, like, the treatments, and they can do the, what's that called? Like, you go and you, they increase your eggs and your chances of more or whatever. Like, Octomom, you remember that psycho? Like, that was all because of, like, treatments and stuff. So this is just natural, I'm guessing. But how do you prepare for having six babies?
How do you feel after the birth? My God.
Lighter? I'm sure lighter. Like, you got
a lot lighter.
Like, this is nuts, man. It's just nuts. And then the dads has to be standing there, like catching these babies. Like, all right, one. Wow, this is amazing. Wait, two? Whoa, this is awesome. Wait,
yeah, because back then you didn't know.
All right,
Turn
off the tap. I mean, I'm sure maybe they could tell, like, that there was two, possibly three, but there's no way back in 1866.
When the sixth one came out, you're like, oh, my God.
They were still giving people cocaine as medicine back then. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like the medical advances were quite up to par to know that you were going to have six babies. She probably got burned at the stake for being a witch. She's a witch!
There's no way this is real. Dude, you know what? I could see the guy, baby by baby, his stomach's just dropping harder and harder and harder.
Yeah.
Wait, there's more?
I mean, like,
four?
The roller coaster
five?
Of emotions that this guy went through, you know, like, oh my God, my baby, look at my beautiful baby. Oh my, another baby. Wait. Is that a third?
You know, like, at what point is he like nudging the doctor, like, hey, you guys are pulling one on me, right?
It's just the same baby, right? This is just the same baby. you're just putting like a bow on its head and saying, oh, it's a different baby, right?
It's just one of those 1886 TV shows, those hidden camera TV shows.
Yeah, they had those prank TV shows were real big back in 1866. Yeah, man, six babies, one baby. And I know firsthand, all right? One baby is a handful.
What,
six.
You had a baby?
Babies? Good God. What?
You don't know firsthand. You were just there. Come on.
I did the same amount of work. I did the same amount of work, all right? Unless my wife is listening.
Cheering her on.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. So congratulations to the happy parents or the surprise parents, the overwhelmed parents. Six babies, man. That's nuts. That's nuts. All right, there you go. That's what happened on this day.
Think they had any more?
No, I think they were done. I think they probably closed up shop after that. That's what happened.
The wife. One more, honey. Come on.
Just
one more.
It's all boys. They just want a girl. That's it. That's what happened on this day in history. Your comedian for today is Kevin Brennan. We'll be back.